so curious about the almost perfect round hole appearance somewhere in South America a few days ago. Any ideas?
The portal.
That's a huge round, it looks like a drilled well in Guatemala City that I don't know how long it took to appear. I noticed that
yesterday.
What's the cover story for that? Because I saw the picture, but I scanned past it real quick.
It was caused by a storm or something. It's like, oh my gosh, there was a storm and it made this great big sinkhole.
Oh, right. They were talking about mudslide. California has been having mudslides forever, and, you know, it just slides off a cliff. But all of a sudden, this is this huge vent in the world. And Ion said that it's a portal. And that's what he told us last night. So
all of them are opened, everybody. We've been clear. All the portals and gates are open. That means they're all open. That means you're going to start seeing them everywhere. And not only are they open, you'll be able to see them. And not only are you going to be able to see them, you'll be able to go through them. And not only are you going to be able to go through them, you'll be able to come back. And what more would you like to know?
They say 15 people died so far.
Died or went through the portal.
Right. Did they go through the portal? So how many arrived in some other world?
All of them.
And are they alive in that world?
Yes, so far, yes.
I remember I predicted a couple weeks ago on Tailgate or this show or somewhere that there would be all kinds of sinkholes showing up.
Well, because all the portals are open. What if all the portals are open? What good is an open portal if you can't tell where it is or what it is? You want proof. Okay, well, there's just some proof.
Describe why a portal leads to a sinkhole.
Because they want it to be something or it won't be. Humans can't accept that something is until they have empirical, provable, evidentiary validation that something is. And then that's what the conspiracy theorists use to then say how that Big Brother is trying to get you all.
But I guess the next question that someone might ask is, Ionis told me that I have these portals in my house. Are they all of a sudden going to develop into sinkholes?
They certainly could.
What happened to the people that fell inside?
They went to another world.
They went to another world. Which one?
Which hole?
The Guatemala City one.
Okay, that would connect to not a far world from here, would be 58.
Just wondering how people will come to the realization that a sinkhole is a portal.
Well, when they start investigating it and find it doesn't have a bottom, and they throw the cameras down there and they leave them on record, and then there's nothing that comes back, and then up, and then the harmonic rep frequency around those areas are different, and then they call Stephen Hawking and they run this little chair around the hole to see if the mass of his consciousness is strong enough to keep from being sucked into the vortex of the black hole looking. For the singularity
there. You said we're going to see the portal. So when we saw the Norwegians go through almost a gate, that spiral earlier this year, that's an example of us seeing, being able to see these things opening.
Yeah. And so you want to see it. And so that'll do it for you, right? No, what it does, then you want, okay, I saw it. Now, what does that mean? Well, it means it's a portal. Well, what does that mean? Well, it's a portal. Well, what does a portal mean? Well, it's a passageway between a different world. What do you mean another world? You mean there are other worlds? Yes, there are other worlds. Well, how do I know that? I've not been to one. I don't know anybody's been to one. I've heard people talk about being in one, and they don't know what they're talking about. Most of them are card-carrying crazy. How in the world am I supposed to believe that there's this anomaly out there that I can't explain or understand? That's anomaly for me. And I can't get it, and I'm not going to get it, and it doesn't apply to me. So how am I going to prove, and I want proof that it is, and once I get it, and then we go, okay, look right there. There it is. Well, no, that's not that. That is something else. Well, we say, fine. Good, congratulations. There's lots of things around you you aren't able to see.
Are they aware of the sinkhole portal in Guatemala? Are they aware that they are in another world?
Yeah, sure they are. It's only because these things are a little bit different. See, the worlds as they overlay, they are very similar. They are very similar, but it could be a little bit different. The little things, you may have a conversation about something. And they'll go, what do you mean? What are you talking about? Well, they say, well, did you get your vaccination because of the swine flu? And they'll look at you and go, pigs don't fly. What do you mean? There may be anomalies that don't happen in that world but have happened in this world because of the linear path of choice the human creators have come into.
Are these people noticing the differences and it's becoming uncomfortable for them?
Some are embracing it and go, wait a minute, all this means is that I can come into my power. And that's the reason we're on your show, thank you, is to get you into the notion and the place of your power. Because once you get in your power, then you quit blaming everybody else and quit wondering, well, wait. The process is a very simple one. The coming into your power, then you can know. Then you don't have to ask or even watch the looky box to see, let somebody tell you what you can know. Then you know it. Then if you know it, then you don't have to have validation that it is.
What's going on in the hearts and minds of one of the people that went to another world?
The same thing that's going on in the hearts and minds when they were over here.
You take yourself wherever you go.
How to come into your power.
Mm-hmm.
How to close the gap between the degree of separation that makes you subservient to something else.
Did they go by default, these people?
Default, meaning not of their own choice.
Yeah.
They were forced there? No.
Can anyone just jump into that sinkhole and arrive at a parallel world?
Yes, absolutely. That's how you do it. Just jump in, let go. That's exactly right. And once you do and you come back, you won't be on Oprah Winfrey telling all the details. All those bill of particulars will be tucked right inside of you, and you won't want to tell a living soul. You'll want to hold it to yourself and enjoy the bliss that is your place of being.
The guy under the sink who went through the portal, he's got his video on YouTube.
Yeah.
Did he just let go? Was that his method of going through?
Yeah, right. Well, the only way it was a problem was he had to have validation.
Those who went to World 58, are there doubles there?
There are. There are doubles there. There are.
Are there families there?
Yes. As doubles, there would be families, yes.
Do they have lives already set up there? Do they have working jobs?
Yeah. Just like here. Yeah.
Do they intersperse their lives with the doubles that are already there?
They can.
So that there are two of them?
Yeah, but now wait, let's soften that up a little bit. It's not even that crisp. The line that you're trying to portray, it's not even that sharp.
Mm-hmm.
People always even talk about here that everyone has a double somewhere, or you meet yourself, or you can say you go into a coffee shop, you're on a road trip, and you come in a coffee shop, and they look and go, you know what, you look just like my sister.
Mm-hmm.
Has anybody ever told you that? Well, no, I don't know who you are, and I don't know who your sister is. So, yes, no one has ever told me that I look like your sister. But you have this odd deja vu-ish type connection, and sometimes you can bump into somebody that looks just like you. Well, they do that even with your pets, where the pets start looking like their owners, but that's a little different conversation. But that whole place, sometimes you can fit right into your niche wherever you were.
Your world being set up there, so you just fit into your family. What has set that up? Have these people been traveling to 58 before, and they've been going back and forth?
No. No, you have some people that are in families that aren't connected to their families. Yes, I have a son, but I haven't seen him in 20 years.
We're talking about people who jump into another world, and if they're not just walking around completely mentally disturbed because they don't recognize anything, what are they doing?
Well, they do recognize things. The world that they go to is very similar to the world they came from, with slight differences, and then you got to find your place. And if you don't find your place, they'll quickly pick you up and put you in a home and say you're paranoid schizophrenic.
I think a lot of us would like to go to a world that's totally different.
Well, then fine. There's a totally different world right here you haven't even bothered to engage.
Is this world entertaining for those from other worlds?
Yes. Yeah.